Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Alyssa.
And we're here to chat about what an overnight postpartum doula does, as that is a question that we get asked often by clients and listeners on our podcast. So, Alyssa, my first question to you is, as a postpartum doula and sleep specialist, what do you see as the key benefits to a family in hiring overnight postpartum doula support?
Whether they hire for sleep or not, it helps the parents get sleep.
Yes.
So let's say they're not even hiring me for a sleep consult.
Mm-hmm.
Parents don't understand what sleep deprivation means until they're in the midst of it, probably at least 3 weeks in.
Yes.
Like, our bodies are designed to survive a couple weeks of this. Sometimes even 3 or 4, but after that, we just kind of, our systems start to shut down. So if you think about overnight support being this trusted person who sleeps in your home.
Yes. We sleep when baby sleeps.
Yeah, to take over all those overnight responsibilities. So if you can get a good night's rest, even a 6-hour stretch, sometimes even a 4-hour stretch, makes you feel like a whole new person the next day when you're used to only sleeping maybe 1 or 2 hour chunks.
Right.
A 4-hour stretch seems amazing. Whereas now, as you know, when you're pregnant or before, like right now, if you told me I could only have 4 hours of sleep tonight, I would cry.
Yes.
I would be miserable the next day. And you, as a birth doula, you know that feeling.
Oh,
if you've
yes.
had one night of no sleep, you're just wrecked. So you're running on adrenaline, you're sleep deprived. So having a doula come in and take over all that responsibility at night. Obviously, she can't breastfeed your baby.
Yes.
But you could. You have a couple different choices if you're a breastfeeding mom. If you're a bottle feeding with formula mom, you can literally go to sleep at 10 p.m. and wake up whenever you want, because the doula can just feed that baby
exactly.
every 3 hours.
And
she
clean the
need,
bottles
yeah,
and change the diaper
up,
and burp
yep.
baby, all of
so
it.
So that, yeah. So if your partner's feeding in the middle of the night, you're certainly not going to wake up to clean bottles and parts in the morning.
Exactly.
The doula does do that. But for a breastfeeding mom, you can choose to pump instead of breastfeeding because it's usually a lot quicker.
Yes.
So you pump and you set those bottles out for the doula. The doula wakes up when the baby wakes up, feeds the baby, burps the baby, changes the baby, gets the baby back to sleep, and mom's sleeping this whole time. Or if mom chooses to breastfeed, the doula can bring baby to mom, so mom doesn't even have to get out of bed. And I was just talking to Kelly Emery, our lactation consultant friend, and she was saying that when she was nursing, she would just side lie, and her husband would bring the baby to her. She would lie on her side, so she didn't have to get up. She didn't have to open her eyes if she didn't want to.
Right.
She was still kind of in this half sleep state. And then when baby was done on that side, her husband would take the baby, she would roll over, and she would feed on the other side. And then the husband would take the baby away, change the baby, you know, burp the baby, do
right,
all that
do
stuff.
Do the doula task.
So she was like, it was amazing. She took over one shift of the night. He took over the next. So she would get like a 6-hour chunk of sleep.
Yes.
And you'd feel amazing in the morning. So you're able to tackle all those everyday tasks during the day because you didn't have to also worry about those at night.
Yes. And I've also had overnight clients who preferred to come into the nursery and sit in a rocker and feed their baby rather than have me come in, disrupt mm-hmm. their husband's sleep.
Yep.
And so
sometimes
they would just,
they're sleeping in separate rooms too, because
yeah.
they've become used to that.
That's true.
So oftentimes my goal as an overnight doula is to our end goal is to have you both sleeping in bed together again.
Yes.
Or wherever you were before this baby or babies arrived.
Right. No
and
more partner on the couch
right.
or in the guest bedroom.
Right.
Sure. So as far as other tasks of an overnight postpartum doula, sleep is one. So we can get baby back to sleep, and if they're working with a certified sleep consultant like you, then
yeah,
they can implement.
I guess I didn't answer that initial question. So if they do work with me as a sleep consultant, you can hire an overnight doula in conjunction with. So I offer this customized sleep plan for your family, and then our doula knows that plan, understands that plan, and implements that plan overnight.
Yes, it's
so
amazing.
You wake up again, refreshed because you've slept, and then you have the energy to implement the sleep plan during the day. Yes. And then the doula comes in at night and implements that plan overnight. So it's consistency, because that's always the key with any sort of sleep consults, is you have to be consistent. You can't just do it during the day and then give up at night because you're tired.
Right.
Your plan will fail.
And so who hires a postpartum overnight doula, and how often do they use the doula support?
Who hires them? Tired families hire them. I mean, you get to the point of exhaustion. I don't think when you're pregnant, you're not thinking about an overnight doula, because you truly don't understand what you're in for. But newborn babies sleep all the time. So they could sleep up to 22 out of 24 hours a day. So you think, well, of course, like, I'm newborn babies sleep all the time. I'm going to sleep when the baby sleeps. They're going to be feeding every 2 to 3 hours.
They get up a lot.
Which means all day and all night you will be up feeding every 2 to 3 hours at least.
Right.
So your sleep becomes these little tiny chunks. Because if you have a newborn baby that's eating every 2 hours and it takes you an hour to breastfeed, and then after the breastfeeding session, you have to burp, you have to change the diaper, you have to get the baby back to sleep, you've maybe got 30 to 45 minutes, if you're lucky, to sleep before the baby needs to feed again.
And some clients hire us for one overnight to get a good night of sleep and catch up. Other clients hire us every night, and we bring in a team in and out, or have one doula consistently. And, you know, some of our clientele have a partner who travels a lot, or I've even supported a family where the mother was going back to work from maternity leave and was traveling for her job. So as an overnight doula, I supported the husband as he cared for the toddler that was waking. I was caring for the baby. And so there are a lot of unique situations, but a lot of our moms who have partners who travel a lot want that extra support, whether they have a new baby or other kids in the household that need support as well.
I think it depends on resources.
Sure.
So, you know, if someone's sleep deprived and they're like, I just need one night of reprieve.
Yeah.
And that's all we can afford, and that's what we're going to do, that's what they do.
Exactly.
Even if they don't have the resources, oftentimes during pregnancy, if parents have the foresight to ask for postpartum support as a baby shower gift.
Yes.
They can have several overnights gifted to them by friends and family.
Which is better than all the toys.
I always tell them, you're
going to
get mounds of plastic junk that is, like, literally you look at it and say, that's hundreds of dollars worth of stuff I'm never going to use. And you could have had an overnight doula in your home so you could sleep.
Easily.
So I think it's just based on resources. Because like you said, we've had people hire us for, you know, two overnights, and we've had 2 months straight.
Yes.
So I think it just depends. I mean, I don't know that it's a type of client. I think that just is kind of based on resources available.
And we support families who are struggling with postpartum mood disorders and anxiety, but that is not all that we serve as far as clientele. But for moms who are being treated in therapy, then we certainly are able to give them much needed support and rest as we care for their baby. And we do have a package where we are able to lower our hourly rate for clients who are in the Pine Rest Mother Baby Program or are seeking therapy.
Yeah, sleep deprivation is considered to be the number one cause of perinatal mood disorders. So all these moms with anxiety, depression, you know, up to postpartum psychosis, when you're sleep deprived, you're literally torturing your brain and your body. And it's really hard to function. So sleep is such an imperative part for your baby too. If you're not sleeping and your baby's not sleeping, physiologically that baby needs sleep in order to grow, for their brain to develop, for their immune system to function properly. It's so critical for both parents and children.
Agreed. So really, anyone can benefit from it. Our typical, like, if you wanted our shortest shift, we'd come in at 10 p.m. and leave at 6 a.m., but a lot of clients extend that time.
So I found that a lot of people like you to come a little bit earlier, especially if they have older children.
Yes.
So if there's older siblings, let's say 6 o'clock comes around, you're trying to get dinner on the table, you have a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a newborn.
That's a lot.
That overnight shift tends to, when parents say, yeah, yeah, come at 8 or 9 when I'm going to go to bed, that very quickly changes to like 5 or 6 o'clock.
Sure.
So either that shift moves up or just lengthens.
Yeah.
So the doula could come from, a lot of times it's like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
We have done that,
and
yes.
And they do a lot of 12-hour shifts because they're there for the hustle and bustle of getting dinner, wrangling toddlers, helping with the newborn, and then helping with bedtime routines for 2 or 3 children, and then taking that infant, the newborn, and helping get them to sleep while the parents give. Usually it's in that order, like the doula will take the baby, put them
right
to sleep. And then the parents get to spend some quality time with this toddler who is usually lashing out because they are used to being the only child.
Right.
If there's only one, and are really, really seeking that one-on-one attention that they're not getting anymore.
Yeah, that's perfect time to bond, and they can read them a bedtime story and mm-hmm. sing songs, whatever their nighttime routines were before baby arrived.
Yeah, and that's one thing I stress too with my sleep consults is just having a really good bedtime routine.
Yes.
And even if I'm doing a consult for one child and there's others in the household, I usually ask about them too, because if you've got 3 kids who all have a different bedtime,
sure,
and each bedtime routine is taking an hour, certainly whoever's last on that list is going to bed at 9 o'clock or something, which is way too late for
yeah.
these little kids.
Much
so time. Trying to consolidate and have a system in place and just get a schedule that works for the family, for everyone in the family,
yeah,
is a really big goal.
Awesome advice.
So you mentioned earlier that a doula sleeps when the baby sleep, and sometimes parents wonder, well, what do you mean? Like, what does that look like?
Sure.
Depending on the house. So we've had doulas sleeping on sofas in the living room.
Yes, that's what I've done.
We've had doulas sleeping in a spare room.
Mm-hmm.
We've had doulas sleeping, so in a spare room on the same floor, a spare room on a different floor. And you can make anything work.
With monitors and technology
yeah.
now, you know the second baby stirs.
So parents are always like, shoot, I don't know how this is going to work. How are we going to do that? We've had blow-up mattresses in the nursery.
Yes.
So that ideally, you want the doula to be as close to the nursery as possible. So they're the one, when they hear that baby, they're up, they're there.
No one else gets woken up.
Yeah, I want the parents to be as far away. So sometimes I even tell them, if you have a spare bedroom in the basement, go sleep there.
Yeah.
Because even with one of my most recent sleep clients, the first night we did the sleep consult, the doula was there overnight.
Sure.
And I contacted them the next day. How'd you sleep? And they were like, oh, I wanted to so bad, but I kept hearing this phantom crying.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Like, even when the babies weren't crying, they hear it anyway. So it does take, as parents who are used to not sleeping for week after week after week,
sure,
it takes time for your body and brain to adjust back to, I'm able to sleep again. So it's
yeah.
not instant. It usually takes at least a couple nights to get your brain to say, I can do that. Like, it's okay to sleep through the night. I don't have any responsibilities tonight. This doula is taking care of it.
Sure.
And it's a matter of them getting sleep in 2-hour chunks instead of the parents getting sleep in 2-hour chunks.
Right.
So a doula can usually do 2 or 3 in a row before they're too exhausted.
Just like a birth doula. We can do a couple nights with a client in the hospital without sleep, and then we're done.
Yeah. So for those clients of ours who we've had, like, you know, 2 weeks straight or 2 months straight, it's several doulas taking turns. Otherwise, they're just too exhausted.
Right. That's where we sometimes will bring in a team if it is continuous care.
But I think ideally with sleep training, I would love to see every parent have a sleep plan and then a doula for 5 nights. Like, that would just...
Sure.
Yeah, that would be... I don't know. I think just the mental well-being of these parents would increase drastically
yeah.
if they were able to do both.
I would have loved an overnight doula with, you know, my kids being 21 months apart, having a toddler and a newborn would have been amazing.
Well, and some people, too, think it's weird to have somebody sleeping in your home. I mean, always when they meet the doula, they're totally fine with it. But it is a weird thought to have this stranger
sure.
come into your home who's going to care for your babies. That's why I think we're so adamant about, you know, talking about our training and our certification process. And we've done background checks for people who, you know, want us to.
Oh, yes. And shown Yeah, immunization records and, you know, CPR certifications and so on, and liability insurance. We have all of that.
Yeah, because especially with a mom with anxiety who she already has anxiety.
Sure.
She needs to sleep, knows she needs this help, but now she has anxiety because a stranger is going to be sleeping in her home. We need to do whatever you have to make that mom feel comfortable to be able to sleep.
And we're there to do just that. So feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions about overnight doulas. We'd love to work with your family. You can find us at iTunes and SoundCloud, and of course at goldcoastdoulas.com. These moments are golden.